So let's apply the new warning strategy to our case. The first thing you want to do is identify where the cyclonic bookend vortex and rear inflow jet are with the system. We theorize that the strongest winds are associated with the overlap between these two features. By identifying them before you start drawing your warning, you can have an idea where your warning for winds with the cyclonic bookend vortex will be located. In this case, we see those two features. The rear inflow jet extends from just behind the gust front west of Sioux Falls back to west of Salem, South Dakota on this image. However, be aware that we are using the 6.4 degree elevation angle. If we go to lower elevation angles, we would see that the rear inflow jet extends even farther to the northwest to north of Mitchell. The cyclonic bookend vortex is observed near Howard, South Dakota at this time, so we can see the superposition of the two features extend from west of Howard to at least Salem, South Dakota, and this would be our first guess for the area of our polygon. We also use reports we have received from ASOS and road weather information systems in the last 15 to 30 minutes to adjust our polygon so that it encompasses the severe wind.